it's been such a beautiful day, it looks like we're going to be a little bit light, but we'll check here in a few minutes. First up on the list, KC8SDL Rob and standby NAERL. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening yourself, Dave. K8, PCQ in the group, Kilowatt Charlie 8, excuse Uncle Ewa. Everybody on the net, good evening to everyone, especially this many there. Good evening, young lady, hope you're doing well. Okay, well, the club had a bonus station set up at Bay City State Park Saturday. There was K8 and KN, and K1 GLT was there. That's the... And I'm not sure anybody else. Yeah, Gary was there and helped set up. Unfortunately, I had to do things at home, take care of the XYL, so I stayed home. But they did pretty good. So other than that, not doing too much of anything here. Kind of been the house most of the day. Wind was pretty caught there the other night. I got up to take the dog out last night, and it was a tarp off my engine trailer. So I hurriedly put it back on in the dark and. Today I went out there and kind of bent it a little bit better down there, so, but yeah, the wind has been pretty windy out there, break a sec. Anyways, what I did today. But unfortunately, Dave, it's going to be one and done. I have two brown eyes and a tail wagging. I got to take her outside, so I'll say some of these to everybody. Good to hear it out there, Dave. As usual, you're doing a super job. With that, I'll catch you guys, tomorrow night on the Savara Net. They're looking forward to it. KE8, PCQ from KC. That's the 7-3s, Dave.
Well, 7-3s and God bless, and get the dog for a walk, Rob. Enjoy the good weather while it's still here. NADRL, Dave, and standby PAZ Mini. Good evening, David.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Hobby-wise, I did get a chance this weekend to work some of the CQ Worldwide RIDI contests, getting a little more comfortable interfacing the N3FJP logging program with the FL Digi. Got it working pretty good. Spent about 4 or 5 hours on it between yesterday and today. Made a few contacts. I was hoping I was going to get a new entity on 10 meters didn't work out because I couldn't get my call right, but well, it's always next time, I guess. Just want to bring up that October 21st, the AWRL school club special event, that is going to be going on, so that might be interesting to keep track of. And also, CQ, Worldwide DX coming October 26th. I'm just not sure if that's CW or if that's phone. And then, of course, the sweepstakes are going to be coming up in November. And if you're looking for South Dakota, October 12th is the South Dakota QSO party. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, Dave, I can't wait to get the school club again. I haul out the QRP radio and try and touch base with as many as I can. And it's been a great, fun contact. KD8, PAZ Mini, standby W8DW Dave. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KE8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. And got a good net going here. I've been kind of busy this week. I had breakfast with my family on Wednesday. There was 20 of us there. And Wednesday afternoon, I had luncheon with the girls I graduated with. And then Friday, I had breakfast with some friends of mine. There were 7 of us there. And last night, I went to Leo's in Birch Run and had dinner with my daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids. So, been out eating most of the week, but enjoying every bit of it. Enjoying this cooler weather. Got my windows open. I don't have to have the air conditioning on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
glad you got to go out and about, Minnie. This weekend with Janie and I, it was canning potatoes and carrots, so we got all that done. W8DW Dave, standby N8KPR Bob. Good evening, David.
Okay, real good there, Dave. K8PCQ, W8DW. Not a whole lot going on here. We've been trying to catch up on a few projects, and I had one today. I had a plumbing project today that the little diverter on my shower would not work. So we went through the faucet from the wall, and ended up going, we went to one of the big boxes, and I bought one. I figured it was going to work. Come home, it did not work. So we took it back and ended up two other places, and we finally got what we needed and got it fixed. It's a little hard. Sometimes when you go and try to fix something that was put in a long time ago, the newer stuff won't work. It won't work. So the bad thing was I could have made it work, but the part that was on the pipe was soldered on, and I can't get I could have unsoldered that, but I was afraid that I'd unsoldered the connection from inside the wall, and I can't get to that. So I had to I was either going to fix what I the old one that was broken or buy a new one, but I ended up buying a new one that was a little more money than what I figured it was going to be, but at least it worked. Other than that, just trying to keep up with the maintenance around the yard. A lot of stuff going on here. Back to you there, Dave. KEA-PCQ, W8DW.
Well, you sounds like you overcame the three-trip rule with plumbing, because that's usually what happens to me. It's usually the third trip, and then I call the plumber. N8KPR Bob, KC8YVF Run, stand by. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, plumbing's not my favorite thing to do either. I'm always leery about doing that. He goes, okay, I'll give it my best shot. But I've been lucky, or at least I've been able to fix my mistakes. So that means I'm lucky. But, well, we closed the trailer up at Lost Valley Campground in Lupton on East Twin Lake. A little earlier than normal. They had their Halloween party this weekend, and so all the kids are trick-or-treating to all the trailers and stuff. And had an issue. I've been having it for the last several years where the water pump doesn't want to pump right away. But eventually, you know, so I can pump my RV antifreeze through the lines. Well, I couldn't get it going no matter what I did, no matter what unhooked or hooked, or it just would not work. So I blew out all the lines, and I'm going to have to get some kind of transfer pump and go back up there later in the month and put the pink stuff in there. But at least all the water's out of the lines. But I still feel better if I put the pink stuff in it. By a second. And so we got home about 6 o'clock. I'm still unloading the truck from all the stuff we took out of the trailer, you know, the liquids and what doesn't need to be up there. But then we'll be home tomorrow. And then Tuesday I'm taking off with the other trailer to go down to Outdoor Adventure in Davison for their, spend some time camping with some people I know at camp there, and they're having their Halloween party this coming weekend. Well, actually, they got 2 weekends in a row, but I only can make one of them because the other campground, I go to that one too. So yeah, kind of a full schedule here. Hopefully, I can get the grass cut somewhere in the middle. Well, at the middle is tomorrow. Back to net, N8KPR.
Yeah, Bob, we've got our RV. There's a separate line plumbed in with some valves, and we just have to flip the switches and turn her on, and away she goes. That works good. KC8YVF, Ron, good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net tonight. KC8YVF. It was a normal week at work, at least. Nothing special going on there, but the weekend is always full of projects. Yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, Mike, KD8MMH, and Tom, N80UI, and myself went down to our 911 building to do some antenna work. We had a tri-band antenna that had came down, basically, that we had to take down because it was damaged almost probably a year and a half ago or two. We finally got a chance to get that back up. I know back in February when we were doing our repeater work, Paul, ELQ, in Bay City there, came put a connector on for us. So we finally got the antenna put back up, got it taken care of, got the coax identified down in the radio room so we knew which one it was, because we have several cables down there that weren't attached to anything because we had disconnected at that point. We also rebuilt our HF antenna there. We raised it up height-wise with a new mast and also did repair to it, so hopefully it does not come apart this time. Got all the ends up and that, so we should be in good shape at least for a while on all of our antennas that are up there, the four tri-bands that are around the building and the HF antenna. HF is a Barker & Williams BW90. It's 60 through 10 meters, so it covers about everything. So that's what we did. Then we came back home, did some work around the house and chores and things, and then we headed off out to Owosso. My son-in-law and family, son-in-law was racing out at the Owosso Speedway yesterday along with the other two guys on his team. So we went out there, wife and I, and watched the races last night. Interesting, one of his teammates ended up rolling his car. He got into the back of somebody and got pushed and got him up on the right side wheels, and over he went. So I had to bring out the wreckers and that and get him righted. And in the last race of the day, which is called the trailer races, which is just kind of a zoo of a race, you get the cars that go around in a figure eight and they pull a trailer and something on the trailer. And a lot of them had boats on the trailer, campers, pop-up campers, whatever. And the idea is to knock your opponent's trailer off their car, the last vehicle running with their trailer still attached. Doesn't have to have what was on the trailer, but as long as their trailer is still attached at the end of the race, they're the winner. So their other teammate, my son-in-law's teammate, ended up winning the race, but he basically almost totaled his car as he came off the last turn into the straightaway. He got clipped again and got shoved into and hit one of the boats, errant boats that had come off the trailer, had hit it head on. So it ended up, broke a fuel line, the car started on fire, he had to bail out of the car. So in come the crews again to put the fire out, but he got $1,000 for the win, so that's a good thing and a big trophy for the end of the season for Owosso. Now let's get the cars all ready because of the season-ending race next week, next Saturday, out at Birch Run. So they're hoping to get all of the cars back together. My son-in-law's car is still in good shape. He said they stopped by today, so they're still in good shape. So busy weekend today, working lots of chores around the house, trying to get ready for that fall season here. So it's coming quick. It's KC8YVF back to that.
You did have a busy weekend, and you're probably going to have to hop on that motorcycle and get a color tour pretty quick before the snow flies. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.